For the past 20 days since Israel started its war against the Gaza Strip, Jordan has witnessed unprecedented demonstrations in support of the Palestinian resistance and against Israel and its backers. People here believe that the Palestinians have the right to fight for their freedom, just contrary to what U.S. officials claim to be otherwise. They on several different occasions have justified Israel's actions by saying it is defending itself from Palestinian homemade missiles. Jordanians find the U.S. and other European governments being biased towards the Israeli occupation, supplying it with everything from lethal weaponry to economic and political backing, even as it wages this war which has claimed at least 1,100 lives, more than 300 of whom children.
We tell the Americans, Canadians and Europeans to stop supporting the Israelis. They are supporting the Israelis to kill women and children and burn them with internationally banned weapons, in defiance of all international treaties.
This horrific war, this Holocaust against the Gaza Strip, is being carried out with the connivance of the US and European countries. They are all party to these crimes, and the day will come when they will all pay.
Anger is also mounting at the United Nations. People here are shocked that the international body has still not stopped Israel from waging war on Gazans.
I want them to wake up and see where we are. Enough is enough. Where are they? Are they still sleeping? Come on, for God's sake, wake up! All of you, wake up! If one Israeli dies, they do a massive, or do just drama. But when in Gaza they are dying in thousands, they are just not doing anything. How come? Where's all the human from this? Where's the rights? Where's the United Nations? I'm just asking. This is my question to all the universe.
Boycott American and Zionist products. That's what these people are chanting, blocking one of the entrances of an American restaurant in front of the University of Jordan. They believe that these franchises increase the amount of tax money the U.S. government receives, the great proportion of which is used to aid Israel.
They pay taxes for the American government, which in their role, paying, purchasing weapons and fly jets to Israel to kill our people in Palestine.
One of the demonstrators explained that these feelings of animosity were only towards the U.S. government, not the American people.
I do not have any problem with the American people. They are people and I respect them. But the big problem is your policy. First of all, your policy is supporting Israel big time, more than you can imagine. But your own media is deceiving you. If you would like to watch something that represents reality, watch Press TV, watch Al Jazeera.
From boycott campaigns to actual street demonstrations, Jordanians are sending out a message to the countries that support Israel in its war against the Gaza Strip that there will be consequences to your support, at least economically. Tarq Al-Farra, Press TV.